You're listening to Roundtable. The newly opened Shenzhen Metro Line 11 sees a marked contrast between economy class and business class in terms of passenger flow. The business class subway tickets cost 3 times more than the norm. This has triggered a heated public debate on equality and social stratification. Guys, tell me more about this, business class carriage first in Shenzhen.
Well, the Shenzhen Metro Line 11 was launched on June the 28th, this year. It was the first subway line in China that offers business class carriages to passengers. Okay, the proportion is like this. There are a total of 8 carriages of a subway train and 6 are economy class carriage with normal prices, and the rest 2 are the business class carriage, which we're going to talk about today. And as we all know, like bullet trains or airplanes, space in the business class carriage is much larger, and there is also space for putting bags above passengers' head. It is the same case with this business class carriage in Shenzhen subway line 11, and the price is of course accordingly more expensive than normal ones. It is 3 times of that for economic classes. However, not many people are using it. There are very few people sitting in the business class, and it is still very crowded in the economy class, so it is triggering heated debate.
You know, first of all, for the I love it. 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 But there's a couple things that need to be said here. This was actually announced by the municipal government 4 years ago that this would be happening, that a business class would be set up. So these people that are getting upset, they knew 4 years ago that this was the plan. Another thing to keep in mind is this subway, as I understand, is also an airport express line. So let's look at Beijing. If you take the airport express line, how much is it, guys? It's 25, you know, yuan. So it's more expensive if you want to go to the airport in multiple places, not just in this scenario. And you know what? In every portion or part of society, whether it be airplanes or not even travel-related things, restaurants, there's this VIP. There's this part of some things and services where you can get a little extra. And I think that's okay. You know, I personally think so. But what do you think, Yu Yang?
I think it is offering people more choice. It is a good thing because there are some people who have extra needs, like old people, like pregnant women,
yeah,
or people taking babies.
And they need to pay more. Shouldn't they automatically get a seat?
They should pay more for their better service. And yeah, it's a good thing that people are offered with diversified service.
Well, I can't argue against that, Yu Yang. That is really taking words out of my mouth, but I can argue against Ryan Price.
No.
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, our dear listeners, okay, because I only got this off Weibo, according to some people who say they're from Shenzhen. They say that with this new line, yes, you can say that it's supposed to be an airport expressway of subway, but actually it is not. In Beijing, with the express subway going to the airport, you only have like 3 stops, but with what's going on in Shenzhen, the so-called express subway, this carriage line that we're talking about right now, it stops at like 10. So you haven't really gotten the express service you're paying extra for, but you are paying for those more spacious seats. And that's my question. Shouldn't the subway be a public good? That is a kind of public service that whoever, as a citizen of this country or of that city, has paid tax to,
then
should get that service equally.
Then explain the Beijing airport line. Why is it 25 RMB? If it's a public service, why is it so expensive? It still does have 2 stops before you get to the airport.
Because it's made with a different kind of material. It is a different kind of variation of the subway. So I think cost is more expensive and everybody's paying the same.
Right, and it only makes sense to me that if I'm getting on a subway that has more stops than this Beijing stop, paying that amount of money and sitting comfortably for a longer period of time, that makes sense to me because the subway ride is long. Now, you said that the Beijing subway only has two stops, but it's actually, in the grand scheme of things, a very long distance to travel.
Mm-hmm.
You're still, via time-wise, in there for a while, and it is built to be more comfortable. So I can understand how only two cars of a total of eight cars is made for those people who have to sit on there for longer and have luggage and need that extra room because maybe they're going to be traveling. So you only have two cars made for those people that are probably going to the airport. The rest are for those people that are getting off on the stops on the way. So it makes sense to me.
Yeah, sometimes the separation of functions is more efficient for the public transporters. I can see the one point of controversies there is that these kind of business carriages are built using the public money. And now it is serving a limited amount of money, passengers who are willing to pay more. So people are not comfortable with this. So some people are questioning that why aren't those money put into areas which can serve all instead of serve a limited number of privileged? Yeah, it takes longer time, so people choose the quicker way to enjoy improved service.
Yeah, and I just think that for people who pay what they're paying for, all right, I'll not say anything against that. That's all. Bye.